Both sides admit that we don't know much about the Iliamna harbor seals. We do know the basics. They're thought to be the only freshwater harbor seals in the U.S. There's between 250 and 350 seals that live year-round on the lake, we think. Native hunters take a few seals each year as part of a subsistence hunt. At the moment, the government is trying to figure out if they're a distinct population segment of Pacific harbor seals. If so, they could be listed as threatened or endangered under the Endangered Species Act. To be a distinct population segment, or DPS, the Iliamna seals must be precisely a
vertebrate population or group of populations that are discrete from other populations of the species and are significant in relation to the entire species.
Mandy Magura is a biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service. The process started last November when an environmental group, the Center for Biological Diversity, petitioned the agency, saying that the seals are distinct from other Pacific Harbor seals and are facing threats. Figuring out if they're a DPS is the first step. Kirsten Lippmann is a scientist for the Center for Biological Diversity. She highlights a few differences that make the harbor seals special.
One is that they pup. They give birth to pups about 1 month later than the nearest populations of harbor seals in Bristol Bay, which is a significant factor that indicates that they are very likely only reproducing in the lake area itself and are separate from the Pacific harbor seals. There's also evidence that the seals may be morphologically different in that they have a darker coat color and a larger body size than saltwater seals. And that's from descriptions from the locals who have hunted the seals for centuries in the lake area.
The Pebble Partnership takes issue with some of these claims. Pebble sent NIMFS a 30-page technical review of the petition done by HDR Alaska in December of last year. It casts doubts on the petition's arguments that the seals are so different. The review says the anecdotal seal appearance seems inconclusive. It's not backed up by any scientific literature. They also cast doubt on claims that the seals are genetically different. Mike Heatwool is Vice President for Public Affairs for the Pebble Limited Partnership.
It's not clear if it's a distinct population segment. There appears to be no geographic barriers for the seal between the lake and Bristol Bay via the Quijack River there, and then the population appears to be fairly stable, at least based on current estimates within the last several years.
As part of its review, NIMFS is currently compiling data from themselves, along with the State of Alaska, the North Pacific Research Board, as well as the Bristol Bay Marine Mammal Council. Mandy Magura says we should know in mid-November if the seals indeed are a DPS.
If we figure out that, yes, they do qualify as a distinct population segment, then we'll go to the next step and we'll look at the effects of any potential known threats and then do an extinction risk assessment. And then depending upon what that information tells us, then we'll decide if listing is warranted or if it's not warranted. And if it's not warranted, that'll end the process. But if we think listing is warranted, then in that same mid-November finding, we'll also put forth a proposed rule to list.
The Center for Biological Diversity cites threats like ocean acidification and climate warming, along with the Pebble Mine. For their part, Pebble says they're committed to working with NIMFS on the seal review and say their project can proceed without affecting the seal's habitat or population.
I think we have very different views around that. On the water quality front, for example, we would have to meet very strict water discharge requirements set by the State of Alaska. That's far more stringent for discharge than what most people accept as drinking water. It's a much higher level of protection, and so fundamentally, I just have a difference of opinion just based on our knowledge of the regulations that a mining operation has to meet. And so from that basis, disagree fundamentally.
From the Center for Biological Diversity, Kirsten Lippmann says her group disagrees.
The mine would have serious impacts on water quality, on salmon runs, on fish populations in the entire watershed, and that includes Iliamna Lake, which would certainly affect the seals. So there's no doubt that the mine would have serious repercussions on the lake seals.
Mike Heatwool says that the seals currently are protected under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. He says Pebble doesn't have an actual position on the DPS status of seals. He notes they're interested in adding to the knowledge base of the seals. As the mine plans come together, he says an endangered species listing certainly matters, but it would impact local residents more so than Pebble.
We do tend to look at and say, we think we can meet all of these requirements. There's nothing out there that looks like it would be too onerous from a developer's perspective. But there are potentially far more wide-reaching implications for local residents around the lake who either look to the seal for subsistence harvests or, as I mentioned, some of the potential effects on commercial fishing, because one of the key food sources for the seal, of course, is salmon. And if there is ever a shortage or a restriction, that would clearly have an effect on commercial fishing in the bay.
As for all of those concerns, NMFS is taking public comments now. The deadline is August 16th. You can send in comments at regulations.gov. NMFS will issue their finding on the petition in mid-November. So far, they've received 18 comments. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.